Thank you. Good morning also from my side to our conference call on the full year results. This will be my last presentation on results. The Q1 figures in May will be already presented by my successor, Willem Wehner, who's also in the room, as well as Olaf Borkers and Patrick Kiss. All in all, it was a successful year since our figures came out at the upper end of or even above our guidance, and our business still runs as reliable as in the past. Let's start, as usual, with our retailers' sales figures. A little contrary to the official announcements of the Federal Statistics Bureau, the last quarter of 2014 was a bit disappointing, as sales figures improved only slightly compared to the first nine months. In total, like-for-like sales decreased by 0.65% in 2014 compared to 0.7% after nine months. Compared to the first three quarters, fashion, shoes, and sports retailers had a very weak fourth quarter, but these segments are, with 39% of total sales, very important for our centers. In turn, electronic markets had a good last quarter, so that their turnover development improved from -3.1% after Q3 to -1.2% for the full year. Like-for-like sales in our three centers in Poland, Hungary, and Austria decreased by 0.4%, so that like-for-like retail sales on the portfolio were down by 0.6%. Instead, the absolute retail sales in our German and foreign centers improved in 2014 slightly, so that overall, the absolute turnover in our portfolio increased by 0.3% in 2014. On the next slide, you can see the tenant structure as per year-end 2014. You will recognize that there are no major changes compared to last year. Only 25% of income depends on the 10 largest tenants. Only the share of the Douglas Group decreased after having sold two business lines, Hussel and Christ, during 2014. On the next slide, we have the maturity distribution that looks rather similar to last year. Now, 64% of our income, compared to 61% last year, is secured for five or more years. The weighted maturity amounts to 6.4 years now, compared to 6.6 years by the end of 2013. On the next slide, we see the comparison between our targets and the realized figures. With revenues of 200.8 million euro, we came out at the upper end of our guidance. EBIT was 177.5 million euro, and earnings before taxes and before valuation, with 125 million euro, exceeded our guidance, so that we achieved again what we had planned. Let's come now to our balance sheet. Overall, total assets increased by 97.3 million euro to 3.49 billion euro. Long-term assets increased mainly due to the revaluation of our investment properties and the ones of our at-equity participations. Current assets increased due to higher liquidity by the end of 2014. Total equity also grew by 108.8 million euro, mainly due to the profit, which exceeded by far the dividend payment in June, and the increase of the equity interest of our minorities, which is also due to their share in the valuation result. Financial liabilities were reduced by 56.7 million euro. Deferred taxes, as well as all other liabilities, were up by 45.1 million euro. The equity ratio improved by 1.7 percentage points from 48.4% to 50.1%, and the LTV went down by 3 percentage points to 40% compared to 2013. So all in all, I'm happy that I leave the company in a very good shape. In 2014, we've invested 9.7 million euro into our investment properties. In addition, we saw an increase in the values of these properties of 88.3 million euro, so that in total the book value of our investment properties increased by 98 million euro to 3.06 billion euro. As already mentioned, the valuation of the investment properties resulted in a gain of 88.3 million euro. On average, the property values increased by 3%. The property values of the at-equity participations moved up by 3.1%. In 2014, not one shopping center was devalued, and the range of the uplifts was between 1.3% to 4.5%, with an overall average of 3%. The minority interest in the valuation result amounted to 11.3 million euro, so that our share of the valuation result before taxes amounted to 77 million euro, which means plus 21 million euro above last year's level. The discount rate that was used in 2014 by our valuers came down by 21 basis points to 6.44%. The net initial yield dropped 10 basis points to 5.87% on our book values, which equals roughly 5.5% after assumed transaction costs of the buyer. The EPRA NAV increased by a good 8.4% from €30.59 to €33.17. The loan structure is still long-term oriented. Duration came down from 7 years at the end of 2013 to 6.6 years in 2014. The average interest rate improved again by 12 basis points and came down from 3.88% to 3.76% per annum. The maturities until 2019 show that there is no refinancing risk still, as the expiries are spread over that 5 years period. Nevertheless, from today's perspective, there's still enough potential to further improve the average interest costs for us. Now let's come to P&L. Our revenues increased by 7% to almost 201 million euro. Part of that growth is due to the consolidation of the Altmark Gallery in the prior year, but all the other properties also contributed to that result with a plus of 2.3%. Mainly due to Dresden, the operating and management expenses increased by 1.2 million euro to almost 19 million euro, but the net operating margin kept stable at 19.5%. Other operating income, as well as the corporate costs, were lower, which is mainly due to last year's one-offs on the income and expense side. Consequently, EBIT also increased by 7% from 165.8 to 177.5 million euro. Net finance costs decreased from a negative 34.1 million euro to minus 39.8 million euro. But if one excludes the income from Galleria Dominikanska in 2013, net finance costs improved by 11 million euro compared to 2013. The valuation result amounted, as already mentioned, to 77 million euro, 21 million euro above 2013. So overall, earnings before taxes increased by 14% to 214.7 million euro. Taxes came out at 37.2 million euro, which equals a tax rate of 17.4%, out of which 5.4 million euro were cash taxes. The tax expenses include a dissolution of deferred trade tax provisions in the amount of 7.2 million euro, because we were able to transform one other property company by year end. Finally, the consolidated profit increased by 3.7% to 177.4 million euro. Let's now come to the bridges. First of all, the revenue bridge, where you can see that 8.6 million euro of our income increase is due to Dresden. The like-for-like growth was 2.3%, or 4.2 million euro. Interest expenses increased by 0.8 million euro, but without Dresden, it would have decreased by 1.6 million euro. The swap expenses decreased by 3.9 million euro. Galeria Dominikanska contributed 16.7 million euro to last year's income. The result from the at equity participations was 8.1 million euro higher than in 2013 due to a much better valuation result. The minority profit share was only slightly higher. Earnings before taxes compared to last year's figures was also positively affected by the sale of Galeria Dominikanska and the valuation result that also includes the valuation result of the inequities exceeded the 2013 figures by a total 31.3 million euro. The increase of the operating result amounted to 11.6 million euro or plus 10%. So EBT before valuation increased from 113.4 million euro to 125.0 million euro. Finally, the profit bridge. The reversal of the trade tax provision was 7.4 million euro lower than in 2013, where we dissolved 14.6 million euro compared to 7.2 million in 2014. Last year's capital gain after taxes amounted to 15.8 million euro. The valuation result after taxes was 23.6 million euro better than in 2013, so that operating profit after taxes was 5.9 million euro or 6.3% higher than in 2013. Let's come to the EPRA earnings. If you adjust the net profit by the valuation result after taxes and the one-off from the dissolution of trade tax provisions, EPRA earnings amounted to 99.2 million euro or 1.84 euro per share compared to 1.74 euro per share in 2013. The FFO on the next slide increased from 112 million euro by 7.6% to 120.5 million euro or 223 euro per share. Now we come to the outlook. We expect investments of 26.1 million euro for CapEx in 2015, where half of it refers to the inequities, mainly for the extension of the Phoenix Center, and the other half will be invested into our investment properties. The refinancing in 2015 of 61.6 million euro is already done. Just the interest rate has not yet been fixed, but we expect the interest below 2% compared to 5.26% with the existing loans. On the acquisition side, we are looking at different properties that are on the market up for sale, but we are not too optimistic. The massive demand for shopping centers drove asking prices for even average centers in B cities in Germany close to 5% or even below that. As far as the dividend is concerned, we expect an increase of again 5 cents to 1.35 euro per share. We expect revenues to grow in 2015 by only 1% to around 201 to 204 million euro, and in 2016 to 203 to 206 million euro. The low growth rate is mainly due to the low inflation environment that really hurts us, and we don't have any major restructuring in the existing portfolio. Accordingly, EBIT will also grow by only 1% in 2015 to around 177 to 180 million euro, and in 2016 to 179 to 182 million euro. Earnings before taxes, excluding valuation, should grow in 2015 by 2% to 126 to 129 million euro, in 2016 by 3% to 130 to 133 million euro. Finally, we expect funds from operation in 2015 of somewhere between 224 to 228 euro per share, and in 2016 of 2.30 to 2.34 euro per share. All in all, this is, as usual, a conservative guidance, and we certainly hope to come out again at the upper range of that guidance. Thanks for listening, and I'm now happy to answer your questions.
And our first question comes from the line of Ruud van Maanen of ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Hello there, gentlemen, and thank you for the presentation. For Mr. Berger, good luck, I have to say, an end of an era. My first question is related to your largest tenants, the Metro Group. Have there been recently any indications that they would like to change the amount of space or rents or locations in your centers?
Yeah. Well, in fact, there are discussions at one or the other place and thoughts what to do with the space. But fortunately, we have got long-term lease contracts, and it only takes place when there is a solution for what we're going to do with that space. But they discuss that with us.
And is that more related to reducing the rents or reducing the space overall?
Only reducing the space.
Reducing space.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question relates to the net initial yield on your valuation of your portfolio, 5.87%. You mentioned already that for B quality shopping centers, yields are dropping already near 5%. For the quality of yours, your portfolio, what would you say where the market would be currently?
Well, I think currently this crazy market is somewhere between 5 and 5.5 on that, on average. There are shopping centers for sure that would trade below 5%. But those are the ones that are higher valued in our portfolio.
Okay.
It does not refer to Dessau, for example, but it may refer to a Dresden or Main-Taunus Centrum, where I think it could be even below 5% today. But this is a little far away from but the fundamentals of the leasing market doesn't fit to the fundamentals of the capital market.
Yeah, yeah.
You can read that everywhere. There is no link anymore between those two.
No, it doesn't seem to be. Stepping to the leasing market, if you look at your over the past couple of years, your like-for-like rent growth has exceeded the sales growth in your centers, like-for-like, which resulted in a rent-to-turnover ratio, which now has moved to 8.9%. How far did you feel comfortable on this rent-to-sales ratio to be healthy?
Well, that average figure doesn't say anything. You have to look at the different properties and then into the different to the different tenants. There are certainly tenants that are above what they can manage longer term, and there are. I mean, you can see smaller groups that are going into insolvency. That is something business as usual all the time. And what we see is that, particularly in the fashion area, they need more turnover to keep that rent level longer term. But on an average, if we talk an average figure, I would say we are still on a healthy level, but it shouldn't grow that much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Those were my questions.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Peter Papadakos of Green Street Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning to all. I have several questions. Sorry for that. But basically, maybe just to start off with Klaus Matthias, you did mention that the market is crazy. So if it is crazy, wouldn't it be prudent and in the best interest of your shareholders to sell some of those assets at these crazy valuations?
Well, Peter, then we should liquidate the company, because then you should sell everything. And the problem is, if we sell one property, what are we going to do with the money? Your argument would be then send the money to the shareholders, and you know my argument, we pay taxes on that and too much taxes on that.
Right. Okay. So on a net present value basis, for the best shareholders' interest, it's best not to sell at today's price.
Exactly. Shareholders, they are asking us to buy more to get yield. That's the reason why capital markets drive crazy. Nobody knows what to do with the liquidity. And unfortunately, we would be in the same position. We are very happy that we don't sit on big cash deposits.
Yeah, fair enough. On the other hand, though, your share price is trading at a premium to your NAV. So in a way, you can benefit from those crazy conditions by issuing a big premium. So it does reduce the cost to you of acquiring real estate, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. But that is a nice discussion on that. If you're a prudent manager, you think longer term and not what is in that situation. First of all, if we would issue capital, that requires a certain amount of cash in order to feed these new shares with dividend. So we need to invest, and that would force us to accept even crazy prices. And in 5 years from now, you would shout us for that probably.
I don't think I would, but anyway, maybe
different to others. I would do as a shareholder.
Maybe just moving on. So, two remaining questions. One, I just wanted to check with Olaf. Have you modeled what would happen if the Euribor went negative for your swap positions? And, theoretically, what would your bankers say to a scenario like that?
No, Peter, we haven't modeled that, as our swaps, which go to this P&L major in 2018, we more expect a positive impact during for the next 3 years.
Okay, so there's no sort of there's no tail risk of having to pay the negative floating rate.
No, there is. But we hear from banks that they currently discuss all their agreements or the future agreements with customers regarding to the possibility that we have negative interest rates.
Right.
All the new loan agreements and swap agreements are impacted by that.
Right. Okay. And then since Willem is in the room, Willem, is it okay if you make some comments just in terms of the geographic quality focus, development focus of Deutsche EuroShop in terms of how you think of the world?
Yeah, first of all, it's okay. I'm happy to be here with the team of Deutsche EuroShop and joined the company. Even though I just started some 6 weeks ago, and in my current role, focus very much on the existing property, the portfolio, because retail is detail. I would want to understand it more and maybe overcome the situation that we do not find, projects or ideas to through good asset management or through the extension or refurbishment create more income out of the existing portfolio. What is true is what Matthias said, is that for the next 2 years we don't see too much, a little bit here, a little bit there, like Phoenix Center, but further ahead internal growth could a little bit come out of some centers where we have some ideas, of course depending on the building permits to be achieved and the overall situation. So that's where I focus now on, to have a very strong and stable portfolio going forward, to be able to act on high share prices, being able to acquire equity at good rates and potentially to buy shopping centers. What Matthias said is, I see in general the same. I mean, I've been in the retail shopping center industry almost a decade, and I've seen that already in 2006, 2007, where really there was a divergence between the rent and retail market and the capital market. Mm-hmm. However, this time is at least different, that the refinancing costs on the debt side are much lower, so that there is a spread, and we can talk about, or we will internally, and I will make up our mind in the next weeks and months, how to act on that. I think it's too early to come up with ideas to be shared on what we do regional-wise and quality-wise. What is fair to say is that Deutsche Euroshop will focus on quality and will not compromise there. However, there is an existing strategy which is carried out, and I'm already looking with the team here on the potential shopping centers to be acquired or that can be acquired, and will make up my mind in the next weeks and months. However, to come up with a general shift, I wouldn't be able to comment on that, and I wouldn't expect it from your end. Nevertheless, I would be happy to be able to execute more external growth. I mean, it was a little vague, but please bear in mind, I'm just joining the company. I have some ideas, but I need to dig deeper into that and to understand the markets more to be able to execute something.
No, that's fine. That's very helpful. Thank you very much, all. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press the star followed by one at any time. Our next question comes from the line of George Kanders of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have one question here on this absolute turnover development versus like-for-like development. Is this due to the expansion of space, or is this due that new tenants are in general more successful than the older tenants when we're talking about this absolute turnover development?
No, well, in the like-for-like numbers, there are only those stores that had operated 12 months in 2013 and 12 months in 2014. All the others are excluded. If you take, for example, the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, where we had this larger refurbishment in the last years, and just take an H&M who moved from one store to the other store by the end of 2013, they are not in these figures, in the like-for-like figures, because they operated not 12 months in the same store in both years. Mm-hmm. Overall, that shows we increased the turnover in the shopping center without any extension. It's more or less the same space. So the new ones might be a little more successful. They gain turnover, where others lose that turnover. That's why we always say the like-for-like figures are not the really one, is not the truth, as well as the absolute turnover development is not the absolute truth. It's something in between.
Mm-hmm. So I understand. And the second question is, is there still a similar development in sales link rents like last year, or is there a reduction because of this?
No, we saw almost 20% more roughly 20% more than in 2013. So that is the funny outcome, that even though we have this very slow turnover development, the right tenants had a turnover growth and paid more turnover rent.
Mm-hmm. And the last question I have is on, is there still plans for the extension in Gdansk, or is this?
Yeah, that is still underway, but it is, as I think mentioned already in the Q3 conference call, something, the decision will be taken somewhere in autumn this year, earliest.
Okay.
It takes time.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to use your opportunity to ask questions, you may do so by pressing star followed by one at any time. We are waiting for further questions. And our next question comes from the line of Carsten Oblinger of AZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question regarding refinancing. In the presentation on page 11, you show the average debt cost of 3.8%, and you mentioned during your presentation that there is some upside for further refinancing. Could you be a little bit more precise here, please?
Well, if you look on the next slide, then you see the amounts that needs refinancing with the average interest rate. And if we talk about 4.92% in 2016 on €77 million, I think it's obvious that there is some potential for improvement.
Okay, thank you.
We have signed already two new loan agreements in a total amount of roughly €95 million, and as Klaus Matthias Berger told you before, we haven't fixed the interest rates yet, as we still believe that interest rates will come down. We have to fix the interest rates in the latest in August this year for an amount of €61.6 million, and latest in October 2016 for roughly €27 million. The current indication is below 2%.
Mm. Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Mikel Veraldo of Societe Generale. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Two questions for me. The first one is the like-for-like growth in terms of rents of 2.3%. Which part is coming from indexation? And could you explain the difference between indexation and 2.3% increase, the total increase? And the second question is about the tax. The recurring tax is around, if my calculation is right, €5.4 million, excluding the deferred tax. What is the level you expect for the next years, if you can help us a little about this very difficult point?
Well, in 2015, we expect cash taxes more or less in the same amount of €5.4 million. And the like-for-like development is influenced, for example, by the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, where we had this restructuring, which saw a huge increase in turnover. The inflation-linked, I can't tell you on what is part two of the 2.3%, which is linked to only to inflation, because I don't have that detail.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one. Are there any further questions? There are no further questions from the phone lines.
Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I'm sure we will meet again before I leave. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.